Hey everyone, welcome back to a Bubble Tea Talk. It's Annika and hi, I hope you're all doing well. It is now, I want to say it's like my 13th week. Anyway, I've been in lockdown for a few months now and I'm going slightly crazy, not a lot, but slightly crazy because of the amazing weather. And I have been going out loads and like enjoying the weather, but June is my favorite month of the year and like love to embrace the summer because summer is my favorite time of the whole year. Like it's my favorite thing ever. So I just love it when it's like light at 9 and I love going on walks and being outside and swimming in the sea, which I've been doing so much of, which is great. Hence why I'm recording a podcast at the very back of my garden. I'm currently under a little tree and on a tiny little bench and I just feel very secluded and very calm. And this is a really nice place to record a podcast. I've been loving the outdoor podcast recently because I just feel way more relaxed and like I can talk so freely up here. And I'm by our little pond, which is just full of like, what's it called, like some kind of weed that grows in a pond and it's like just multiplies. But anyway, so yeah, I'm feeling pretty relaxed. I've had a good morning. I'm currently recording on a Monday. I kind of like my whole podcast schedule has kind of been a bit off recently because I'm getting back into the swing of it and I'm like using all the spare time I have to my disposal, you know. I thought today we could talk about, or not we could talk about, I could talk about social media. And while social media has all these like downsides and like it seems to be the thing that everyone blames everything on nowadays because it's an easy thing to blame things on. And I have this new view on social media. I used to kind of agree with a lot of it and I used to think it was it did cause me a lot of like, I don't know, anxiety or like some like a major FOMO and just not good feelings. But now I am very proud to say that I've kind of curated like my own Instagram to like a place, an Instagram into which I can go to if I want to feel happy, and I know that I can go there and it won't give me any feelings other than inspiration, motivation, happiness, contentment with my own life instead of, you know, pining after someone else's. So I thought I'd just knock down some tips about how you can make your own social media a good place to be and how you can, you know, use it to your advantage instead of just being affected and being another statistic of all these, like, you know, teenagers being depressed because of social media. And actually I just want to put it out there, like I just want to break those standards and those social norms, because I think that it's not like, it's really not a bad thing, and it completely depends on how you use it. And so many people aren't aware of how social media affects them in the first place. So yeah, I just thought I'd break it down and share a bit about my experience, because personally I only use Instagram really. Like I have Snapchat, but I really don't go on there often, and I mostly just have it because when people go like, oh, do you, what's your Snapchat, or like, do you have a Snapchat, then I can say it. But I really can't promise that I'm ever going to reply, to be honest. Or I don't even get that many snaps. But anyway, I use Instagram the most, and I've been using it for a while now. I want to say I got it when I was in year 6 because everyone else had it, and now I'm obviously older and I feel like I have a bit more experience with it, and I definitely have been exposed to it. But I know that I'm fine now. I know how to use Instagram and I know how it affects me. And that's obviously the first step, is just knowing how it affects you. And then you can, you know, put in the practices to make it a good space to be and to change how that affects you. And I'm also just going to say, like, I don't think social media is the cause for any like mental health issues I've had, because to be honest, I think that's something that I am not born with, but like, I've had since a very young age and before I even had a phone or anything. So I really don't think that I don't think you can blame a mental health disorder or issue or something on social media alone. So there's that. So I've got a few points. It's quite relaxed. Like I haven't got a very strict plan on what I want to do or what I want to talk about today, but I have a few points. And my first one is basically, well, my first thing I'm going to talk about is how to curate the Instagram of your dreams. And I'm focused on Instagram today because that's the thing that I am most familiar with. Like, I'm not going to be talking about Twitter or other social medias today, because I had Twitter for like a week and I really didn't understand it. So I'm not talking about things like that. I'm basically just talking about Instagram here and how to curate the Instagram of your dreams. So the first thing is your followers and your following. So, well, not your following, but who you follow, basically. And obviously this is like so obvious. This is the first thing that comes to mind when you think about making an Instagram that makes you only feel happy and good things. So the first thing to do is go on your following. And personally, I think I was like following like 1,200 people, like a lot of people. And I know that not every one of them made me feel happy in any way or meant anything to me. And there was no point in really following them and or like having their stories pop up and stuff like that. So I think it was in the evening and I was just feeling like really weird. So I just went on my followers, and I recommend everyone do this. It will take ages, beware. Everyone do this, please, because it's literally the best thing ever you can do for yourself and like your mental health and your self-esteem and everything. And that is to go onto your followers, go onto who you're following and just do a big declutter. And trust me, it feels amazing. It feels really good to just unfollow everyone that doesn't mean anything to you and doesn't make you feel happy, and that makes you feel like you need to change yourself or that you need to look anything. Comparison is literally like the worst thing ever. And when, like, although social media is like the handle for comparison, because at any moment you can just turn on your phone and feel the sense of that you're not enough and that you need to be better, you need to be this, you need to be that. And while that's so much pressure on yourself and so much, like, this just comparison is a really tricky thing, because while social media is very bad for comparison and it is like it gives you that tool just to like access it whenever, comparison has been around for a long, long time. And before phones existed, people would compare themselves, and people definitely still thought that they weren't enough and that other people had a better life than them. And that's why I don't like it when people say that social media is like the cause of why people compare themselves, because while yes, it does aid in that, it still isn't the reason why people compare themselves. And it still isn't, it like comparison is a very natural human feeling and a human quality. And while it's not a good thing, you know, humans have been comparing themselves and being jealous of other people for a very long time. Ever since, I bet the cave people, like, they thought that the other cave people had a better cave than them or something like that, and it has been there for a long time. So I just wanted to say that, because one of the top like assumptions with social media and the top like reasons why it's blamed for a lot of things is because of the comparison, and it's making people feel like they need to change themselves when actually it is a natural human thing. And obviously I'm not saying that it doesn't make people compare themselves, because that's so like, of course it does. And that's again what a reason why if you use social media to your advantage, then it won't make you feel like you need to change, and it won't make you feel that you need it won't make you compare yourselves to other people if you're only following and you only get posts from people that make you feel happy and don't make you feel like you have to change yourself in order to be happy. I think my top tip for this is you don't have to follow your friends, and you don't have to follow people that you go to work with, to school with. You don't. And that was like a big enlightenment moment for me. I don't, if that sounds a bit weird, but I think I heard it like on another podcast or on a YouTube video or something, and I was just blown away. I was like, wow, I actually don't have to follow everyone I go to school with or anyone that's ever given me their Instagram that I might forget. Like, you know what? I think I just unfollow like everyone I went to school with, like not everyone, but most people that I go to school with and that are like in my social circles and that pop up all the time, because they didn't make me feel anything in any way. And I was just getting people posting things with other people and I wasn't invite where I wasn't invited, or I, like, you know, they were going out somewhere and I wasn't invited, or something like that. And anyway, things that make you feel like big FOMO, big amounts of FOMO. And I mostly get the FOMO from seeing my friends going places or people I know going places without me. And I just realized that, you know what, going through that doesn't make me happy at all. And that if someone wants to hang out with me or I want to hang out with someone, I'd much rather like they text me or something like that, and then I know that they actually want to hang out with me or something like that, you know, because if someone really wants to, you know, spend time with you, then they're going to make the effort to message you, and instead of you, like, you know, anyway, so I didn't feel, now I no longer get things where I don't follow or like actually get posts on my feed from anyone that I go to school with or anyone that I'm really like friendly with, because I'm just not interested in that. Like, I'm really not. And if something important has happened in their life, then I'll check in with them or like something like that. But and I would trust them to tell me if something like that had happened. So I don't need Instagram to update me on those things. So I just unfollowed so many school friends. Sorry, the wind. I don't know if you can hear the wind there, but it's so refreshing because it's such a hot day. So at this rate, I was just like unfollowing like everyone. And now I have, now I'm following like 100 people, you know, still quite a few, but so much less than before. And those 100 people, I can tell you why I'm following them, and I can tell you what seeing their posts and what seeing their stories means to me and what it does to my day or to my week, because I think that it is like, it has to make you feel good and it has to make you feel a certain way that is positive. So I can give you some examples. Like, I'm following some YouTubers and I wouldn't say famous people, but like people that have quite a large following, or like you know, certified. Anyway, those people like that, because I know that if I click on their story, it will make me feel happier than I was before I clicked on it, and I know that their posts will brighten up my days a little bit, and I like reading their captions and I like seeing their photos. Their photos inspire me in some way to take my own, or to like, if I see an interesting recipe, like anything, like things that will mean something to me instead of it just being a pointless like distraction, it actually makes me feel something instead of just empty or fear of missing out, you know. So that's my top tip. You don't have to follow your friends. If they're your real friends, they will understand that and they won't go, oh, but why aren't you following me? It's not about following. Like, social media shouldn't be the basis of a friendship, I don't think. I know that there's obviously some cases where like people who are internet best friends, like they have like the best connections ever on the internet. Personally, I've never experienced that. So from my opinion, I think that like social, like actual human interaction is where the basis of friendship and relationships are. So you don't need Instagram followers for that at all. And I think that like, if you ever see something on your feed that didn't make you feel happy or made you feel self-conscious or like any bad feelings, like anything other than positivity, then you just click on their profile and unfollow them. And I'm sure they won't take it personal, because it's really not like, it's not that big a deal. Like, even if it's something that I've got on my feed that I'm like, why is this on my feed? Like, I didn't even realize I was following them. It's just the best thing to do. And simply unfollowing someone can mean that their photos don't come up on their feed, and obviously like all the positive ones will. Some accounts that I really like, I don't even have them on a list anywhere, but accounts that I really like, one of them is called Feminist. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, this is like the top account that you need to follow if you need that daily boost of like confidence and like self-worth. And I think it is a really good account. They post like body positivity, and they post obviously like really good like feminist slogans, and like all of it's really good, and it's all really aesthetic. If you want that clean looking feed that we all desire, I don't know about that, but yeah, so I think that's a really good account to follow. And obviously everyone has their own different kind of things they like to follow. I also like following Local Democracy because they have like, I don't know, that's kind of like, I get like some news updates and it's all really, I feel like it's really positive, like spreading awareness, and it makes me feel like I'm empowered with knowledge and that I know a bit more about what's going on in the world, meaning that I can like help other people or like spread their posts on my story or something, which always helps. I also like to follow the Good News Movement, which is just great because they post really funny and like nice, like just like heartwarming news. I don't really have to explain it, but it's just good news, and I think that's a great thing to like support. And then obviously I follow like my favorite like different YouTubers and bloggers, and mostly just like people that I not aspire to be or aspire to look like or live like, but people that inspire me to curate my own life that I really enjoy and things that are like specific to my goals in the future. Okay, I've kind of rambled on a lot about stories and posts and followers, so I'm going to move on from that, and I'm going to move on from practical things like how much time you spend on Instagram and things like that. So anyway, if you've curated like this amazing positive little bubble of Instagram, then it shouldn't matter that much how much time you spend on it. But I do think that if you spend too much time on Instagram, however long, too much time on your phone, it does make you feel like drowsy and a bit like, I don't know, it's not really groggy, but it's just not a good feeling. So I personally, even if it's just putting in place little things like not going on your phone first thing in the morning or setting little timers, because I know, or like screen time slots or something like that, I think that helps a lot, and it makes you feel like you're being a bit more productive with your Instagram time. And yeah, for example, for me, I don't spend a lot of time on Instagram at all, but I find myself on like my bad days, I spend way more time on Instagram, and because it's that little happy bubble and I don't want to leave it. But generally I don't spend more than, I definitely don't spend more than 10 minutes a day on Instagram, but I do, because I do like to watch stories. I like to watch like mini vlogs on my stories, so it takes up a little bit more time. And obviously if I'm like talking to my friends or something via DM, then that I'll also be doing that. So that's probably what takes up the most time. But yeah, generally I don't spend a large amount of time on Instagram. And I think the way to not get soaked up in that is to just make sure you like have a look at your screen time, don't be scared, and you can just bring it down every day. Maybe just spend a minute less every day, or like every week you have a day without Instagram or something like that, and trust me, it will help. I mean, there's some days where I don't go on my phone until like 5 p.m. and then I'll just post something and go straight off, or there's some days I don't go on it at all, and some days when I go on it for like 15 minutes. But it's all just, it all varies depending on how you're feeling and your mood and everything. And obviously if you've got like, if you're watching a YouTuber's like stories and they're like talking in it a lot, then it obviously takes a lot of time. And the next thing I wanted to just touch on is make sure that before you go on Instagram or before you unlock your phone or something, because sometimes it feels like default when you just like unlock your phone, click on Instagram, and I try to like get out that habit and unlock my phone, go on Pinterest, or unlock my phone, go on my mood tracker or something like that, and it helps me feel like I'm not in just the world of Instagram, and that my phone isn't directly linked to Instagram, it's actually linked to other things that also spread positivity. Make sure that you, so before you unlock your phone or click on Instagram, make sure that you ask yourself a question. Like, ask yourself, why am I going onto this? Don't like detach your mood and your like thoughts and use Instagram as an escape. Instead, use it as some kind of, you know, just think about, why am I going this? Is this going to make me feel good? Is this going to improve my day? Is this going to help me in any way? And if it doesn't serve you, then just let it go, because that's not, you don't need it. And I think that is just important, because you can ask yourself like, why am I going this? And if the answer is because I want to be inspired, I want to feel motivated, I want to feel happy, I want to feel more confident and all those kind of things, then it's then and you know that you've made this space for yourself where you can just feel your feelings and be supported in that, and that you will never, like, you won't feel downhearted, then, or downhearted, then click on Instagram and don't think that it's just this evil monster that is bound to make you feel fat and lonely, because it is not that. And if you use it like that, then please unfollow a bunch of people. Please. That's all I'm going to say for now. I know this has been a bit of a shorter one and I kind of have rambled a lot and it might not be the most put together podcast, but I am just happy I got it out there, because I don't like these assumptions that social media is only a bad thing and that it's the result of so many other issues, because while when it's used badly, it is literally detrimental to your health and mental health, I think that more people should know how to make it this amazing little cozy bubble where you feel happy, you spread positivity and you receive positivity, and it just feels like your own little corner of the internet, and where you can just spread awareness from issues that you think are important, and you can receive basically like good vibes. So yeah, I hope that this made you feel a bit more enlightened if you didn't already. And after this, please go and unfollow a ton of people that don't mean anything to you. Yay. Great. So yeah, again, sorry for the bit of the mess of this podcast, but I really hope you enjoyed listening and I hope you're all doing all right in lockdown. I know some rules have been like relaxed recently, so I hope you can maybe get out a bit more and enjoy the beautiful weather. And I will hear you. I won't hear you. I say this literally every time. I'll speak to you very, very soon. Bye.